Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Good afternoon. This is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and I am pleased this afternoon to be able to be speaking with Keith Kaufman, who is the editor of the brand new hot off the presses book, The Prevention of Sexual Violence, a Practitioner's Source Book. And this is being published by Neary Press. So how are you doing, Keith?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me with you.
Well, I'm really excited to finally see the publication of this practitioner's source book around sexual violence prevention. And I have to, for purposes of disclosure, note that I am one of the contributors to this, and we actually wrote about Prevent Connect as an online community dedicated towards advancing the prevention of sexual violence. So thank you for including us. It's really a great opportunity. So can you describe why you put together this source book?
It was more out of a need from talking with frontline folks and figuring out from them that there wasn't something out there that really met their needs, something that answered their questions, something that helped support their work. It was really kind of a grassroots kind of idea that came out of talking to practitioners and then also some prevention committee work and really thinking that we needed something that was a one-stop type of source for folks who are frontline workers.
This is how many chapters over how many pages and how many topics?
One of those projects of the heart that kind of grew and grew and grew as we talked to people and thought it would be great to include them. It's 30 different chapters, about 525 pages, national and international experts on a whole host of topics, a book really oriented towards rape prevention program staff, prevention specialists, victim advocates, people who are doing treatment, and a little bit there for researchers as well.
I'm looking at the list of all of the presenters, and many of them have been people who have been on Prevent Connect web conferences and podcasts. Can you describe some of the highlights?
Of course, it would probably be tacky of me not to start by mentioning your chapter. It really contributes some wonderful types of new technology approaches to things. But some other chapters that we're real excited about are chapters that are related to campus-based sexual violence and preventing that. That's Christine Giditz's chapter. Social marketing from Joan Tabachnik. Bystander interventions from John Frobert. A great chapter from Elizabeth Griffin and David Delmonico on internet safety for children and teens. We have some diversity chapters and some fabulous policy stuff from some of the CDC people and also the director of National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, Ernie Allen, doing some really innovative stuff in terms of policy to stop sexual exploitation. So there's really a lot there that we're very excited about.
How do you see this book being useful to the Prevent Connect audience, those who are engaged already in prevention? What type of resource does this bring?
I think that there's really three primary ways that can be helpful. First off, I think it's a one-stop source for foundational information on the prevention of sexual violence. It's a volume you can have on your shelf, pick up, and get that background information that you need for everything from grant writing to going and giving a talk. Second thing is that I think that we have some really wonderful examples of evidence-based and promising programs, programs like National Child Advocacy Centers, Prevent Child Abuse America, Stop It Now, CalCASA, Darkness to Light, and those kinds of programs that are great models for people to be looking at, thinking about their program and thinking about developing program. And the third part that I think is incredibly unique is we have these how-to chapters. Chapters are really intended for frontline practitioners, program directors, folks in the community to sit down and work through the steps of how to do everything from developing programs. There's a great chapter from Maureen Kenny and Sandy Wortley on choosing, implementing, and evaluating personal safety programs for children. I myself have a couple chapters on how to incorporate offenders' patterns of perpetration into more effective prevention programs. There's even something on a how-to basis of how to go about creating more evidence-based with an eye towards better funding and also doing program evaluation from soup to nuts. So a little bit of everything for everybody.
One of the pieces that I think is really helpful is that you've created something for people that are teaching classes on sexual violence prevention. You now have, quote unquote, a textbook that can be really provided direction and really, I think, will help point people where to find and explore new ideas.
we're really excited about using it on campuses. I myself work at Portland State University. In the last two summers, I've been teaching a course on preventing sexual violence using some of the chapters that have been drafted for the book. What we're working on doing is creating a course guide, and we hope to have some videos available sometime in the next few months from some of the chapter authors on some of their ideas that go beyond the chapters in the book that would really lend itself for people teaching courses to use and incorporate into their classroom work and also into take-home assignments.
When you're talking about prevention, it looks like you're talking about prevention in a really comprehensive way, including primary prevention and also other forms of prevention.
Depending on how you define it, it's everything from primary to secondary and through tertiary prevention. There's even a chapter in there talking about how to go out and talk to communities about how to keep their community safe with regard to offenders who are in their community, and really how to highlight working at every level of the prevention spectrum.
I think it's just really wonderful to be seeing something on sexual violence that's framed around prevention and really looking at it from that lens. And so as opposed to prevention being the afterthought, it's a overview around sexual violence, but from the prevention angle.
One thing that was really great about it is it was really a book that's about a collaboration between prevention specialists, advocates, but especially between people on the prevention and the victim treatment and advocacy side and people on the offender treatment and prevention side. All the proceeds for the book go back to a prevention committee at ATSA, and it's really been one of those projects that's been a great collaboration of various communities around the country. So I'm excited about that.
Well, I am pleased that the book is being released and encourage people to be able to check it out. And if they want to get information about the Prevention of Sexual Violence Practitioner Source Book, which is edited by today's guest, Keith Kaufman, you can go to NeariPress.org. That's NeariPress.org. And we'll also have the link on the Prevent Connect website. So thank you for joining me, Keith, and I look forward to seeing you soon and getting a chance to be able to share the book with others.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.